Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. If you can't name the theme music that you just heard, that's pretty pathetic, and you're probably under 50. Anyway, that was the Bonanza theme song, which I can even picture the opening theme with the Chevrolet brand going on the map of the land around the Ponderosa and going up in flames. But there again, I am dating myself. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. And that's S like in Sam's, Drew Sams. And it is time for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years. It may be 6 years. I've been saying that for a long time, so you'll have to correct me, Pastor Drew. He's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Pastor Drew is an accomplished surfer, singer, writer, orator, and so much more. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, you're too kind. Yeah, we've been doing this show so long. Now I'm over 6 years.
I just realized that when I said that. Okay, I'm just changing it in my notes.
I love it.
So we're talking about parental hypocrisy today. And in the break, when you and I were chatting, as we do each week, you came up with a take and an angle on this whole subject I'd never even thought of that was quite interesting. So please share it with our listeners.
Yeah, before being in the role that I'm at now, serving high school students and their parents, I never would have guessed that I would have had this type of interaction. And I've had it multiple times. I'll have a parent call me up, they'll email me, they'll set up an appointment, and they'll come in and they'll say, okay, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want my kids to call me a hypocrite. And there's these certain things that I do in my life that I've been struggling with, or that I don't really feel like I'm going to be able to give up, and they notice it. So I think it's better for me to not tell them to do the right thing, because if I do, then they'll call me a hypocrite. And it's almost like they're hedging their bets before the situation comes down, and they're asking me for advice. And I find that really interesting that so many parents today don't want to be a hypocrite, so instead of changing their behavior, they just won't teach the right thing.
And you were guessing that might have been a reaction to the feelings of hypocrisy they felt towards their own parents when they were children.
Yeah, of course there could be so many factors that play into this, but I imagine that could be a very significant factor, that parents today saw their parents being hypocritical, or the generation above them, or whatever it may be, their authoritarian figures being hypocritical, so they don't want to do the same thing.
And so they err completely into not educating their children. I am just astonished.
Yeah, and I think as I reflect on it, I think it's easier to not teach the right thing than it is to change a behavior that has become so much a pattern of your life.
Well, there's a third alternative, which is, let's just be specific. Let's say that the behavior that you have a problem with is drinking. And let's say you're even an alcoholic. Let's say you're in AA. Why should that prevent you from telling your children that being an alcoholic isn't a good thing? I don't understand that.
Yeah. And it's interesting how often that word hypocrite or hypocritical comes up.
Because frankly, you're being the opposite of a hypocrite. You're not able to control this in your life, but it's been destructive. Your kids can see its destructive effect on the family. So why would you not teach them the power of, say, a drug or a drink?
Yeah, I wonder if we've given too much power to the idea of a hypocrite or being hypocritical. We make that the most evil thing somebody can do, but maybe in some cases that's the lesser of two evils.
That was my question, yes.
Yeah, I think that when I've seen it done well, I've seen parents, and even going to your example, I know I'm thinking of a dad in particular who has had multiple DUIs and has told his kids, this is not right. This is a struggle that I've had for years and will continue to have. And even though I'm struggling with it, I don't want you to fall into this same pattern. And he's been able to kind of manage well his parenting role, even though his kids say, gosh, you know, he can't do what he's telling us to do. But they're coming out pretty healthy. They're not getting wrapped up in alcoholism yet.
In the case of that example, what's actually even more important to, I think, to acknowledge is alcoholism very often is a hereditary problem. It does run in the genes. So avoiding it is really avoiding something that the kid might be facing, or kids anyway. I also think that parental fallibility and apologizing to your kids is a great lesson as well. So when a parent actually does something wrong, when I yell at my kids, which I do all too often, but not that often, I almost always apologize later. And rather than ignore it and just think it's going to blow over. And I think that's very important that they see that, oh, I did something wrong. I take responsibility. I'm sorry. I will try not to do that again. Well, I think the same thing applies with this subject. If you're acknowledging a weakness or a problem that you have, all you're doing is showing your humanity.
Bruce, that's so true. I think that humility trumps hypocrisy every day.
Yes.
And I think that takes more courage to do that.
Humility trumps hypocrisy. That's the takeaway. I do I join a tweet chat called Blog Chat. We always have takeaways and from each one, and it's a very popular tweet chat. By the way, you've got to come join my dad chat some Thursday. It's every
Thursday. Oh, that'd be great.
It's every Thursday night, 6 to 7 p.m. You just use the hashtag of dad chat, D-A-D-C-H-A-T, with the number sign in front of it. It's actually kind of fun. It's every Thursday night, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But anyway,
how great that we can get together even though we're not face-to-face.
Yeah, it's live. But I like that. Humility over hypocrisy. I agree with you totally.
Boy, that takes a lot of, I think, it takes a lot of strength, takes a lot of courage. And I think it's in your humility, you need to be willing to know that your kids are going to say, Dad, you're a hypocrite. Mom, you're a hypocrite. And I think there is a difference between a hypocritical action that you struggle with and being a complete hypocrite.
Right, which is what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, and I think that to be able to navigate through that, I think takes a lot of courage on parents' part.
Is there anything that comes to mind of a biblical nature that
yeah,
you'd
know,
like to share?
Yeah, one of the ones that I went to immediately in my mind, the Apostle Paul writes in the book of Romans, I would say from a very humble mindset is sharing with his readers. He's saying, this is in Romans 7:15, he says, the things that I don't want to do, I do. The things that I do want to do, I don't do. It's like there's this war inside me. He goes on and on saying that, you know, it's like my mind wants to do one thing, but my body does another. And then he ends it with, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? And then he says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And he says, you know, I think he models for us what it means to be humble.
And to be a human.
Yes, because we all are hypocritical in many ways. Yeah,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the first step.
Well, I'm glad to close our segment with that. Before we close, please tell our listeners where they can find you.
Well, these days, online, I've been blogging at wewillsinganewsong.com.
Terrific. And are you speaking anytime soon at Calvary?
Just in high school these days. I'm doing a lot more midweek stuff at the church right now, so it'll be a little bit of a season until I speak on the weekends. But doing a lot of camps. Just got back from camp last week, and it's been a good summer season.
And you had that extraordinary trip to Brazil, which we need to write about.
We do.
So let's not forget that. Anyway, I am very pleased to have spoken with you again. Thank you for being on the show, Pastor Drew.
As well. Thanks again.
Okay, it's time for another break. This is Bruce Salen, and we will be back with Jim Scheinberg and Family Financial Matters after these breaks. Papa's got a brand new bag.